The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy Ihara, your host, every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. And if you guys have been watching our Generations TV show, we do little interviews from the radio studio because we can bring more information to our radio TV show from our radio show. So everything kind of synergetic where we can pass information for the different medias we have. And I know people like that as well. Thank you for going to our website. Our website is growing. We're getting many, many people to our website. I think the average person we looked at last time looks at 7 different pages of the website. So thank you very much. So as a resource, that's what we do. And as a resource, we want to be able to provide it ahead of time for you to be proactive about your life and your health and your aging and your family issues and legal issues. So please check it out. Go all over the website. We have a lot of our past TV and radio shows. So check those out. We always like to highlight our new partners in a magazine. And today we have Lori Makia from Amari Global, which is I found out of them, gosh, only about 3 or 4 months ago, yeah? And mm-hmm. I learned very quickly. I went to one of the workshops. I learned about Amari Global and all their products, but let alone more so about, I like the thought process and the theory behind why Amari Global is so successful. And in such a short time. You only started last year, right, Lori?
Yes. Hi, Percy. Yeah. Yes, Amari Global launched just last year. So we celebrated our 1 year anniversary in September. But it is based out of Irvine, California. And, you know, we are the first mental wellness company in the world. And it's basically, you know, it's like the key issue that's been talked about. If you look in the media, what's happening in the news, everybody's talking about mental wellness, whether it's insomnia or fatigue, anxiety, depression. So, yeah, very relevant.
Well, I learned about this, gosh, maybe about 3 or 4 years ago about the connection between your gut and your brain. And more as I got involved with it, more reading and studying research, I learned about it is that your gut is actually your second brain, as you always say. And but I didn't really know the connection why. And so I started doing more research, healthy gut, healthy brain.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the base premise of Amari and other products?
Right. Yes. So there's been a lot of talk about brain health, but what we're finding, and there's been a lot of research, scientific research that's been done on the gut, and they're saying that the gut is the second brain. So it's not just how you feel in your head, but it's what's happening in your gut. And so Amari Global, most of the products are basically to address gut health so that how you feel is really going to be helped by having a healthy and healing your gut.
Right. And I know for me, I try to stay as healthy as possible because I'm very active and I don't like getting sick. Mm-hmm. So I have to really, and I don't like stress. That's one of the biggest issues. I don't like arguments. I don't like problems. And I try to plan ahead so we don't have these issues. And that's what I liked about looking at this product. And I think it's got a great future. Now, you recently retired and left the regular workforce to do this full time.
Yes. I found out about Amari Global. It just kind of fell in my lap back in April. And I decided I wanted to try the products. And once I learned more about the company and the products and how many people it has helped, and not just, I mean, all kinds of issues, I really felt aligned with the company and also their values. So what I did just last month, I left my full-time job to focus on Amari Global and helping people feel better.
And you have your own personal experience with Amari Global and the products with, you had sleep disorder or insomnia?
I've had insomnia. I had experienced insomnia probably for the last 3 years, and that's related to stress, anxiety, you know, I mean, it's just like what a lot of us experience, you know, trying to balance work, family, career, all of that. So it was related to stress. And I've tried everything from melatonin to even, you know, I didn't want to take medication, but I was that desperate because I wasn't sleeping. So when I found out about Amare's sleep product, I tried it, and within 2 weeks, I was sleeping. So
really?
It's really helped me, and that's the basis of everything. So now I have more energy, I'm more alert, more focused, I'm in a better mood. So, yeah.
Well, good. So actually, what we're doing today is we have our special guest calling in from the mainland, Dr. Sean Talbert, who is the Chief Science Officer. Dr. Talbert, can you hear me there?
I can. Here I am.
Well, good. Now, are you at your corporate office in Irvine?
No, I'm actually at a microbiome conference in Boston, and it's getting ready to snow. So I wish I was there in Hawaii with you.
Well, we're looking forward to you coming in, I believe, February. You're coming in to do a big workshop here in Hawaii.
That's right. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, Dr. Talbert, you know, you're the chief science officer for Amare. Give us a little bit of your background and how you got into this field.
Yeah, so my PhD is in nutritional biochemistry. So I have been studying for years, 20 years at least, the link between diet and exercise and stress management and lifestyle and how that can change the biochemistry of the body. So we do a lot of measurements of stress hormones like cortisol and neurotransmitters like serotonin and inflammatory markers and things like that. But for the past decade, I've been also trying to link those changes in biochemistry to changes in psychology. So looking at, you know, how do those stress hormones make you feel? How do those neurotransmitters change your mood and your energy levels and things like that? So the kind of work that I do these days, a lot of people call nutritional psychology. How can changing your diet and changing what you eat, how can that change how we feel and how we perform?
Yeah, and that's where everything is going nowadays. We're living longer. I read someplace recently that somebody that's alive today is going to live to be 130 years old.
Right. And diet is such a big part of that. You know, if we can get people to eat the right way, you know, one of the things that I say to people a lot is that there's nothing that's more intimate that we do with the world besides eat, because the food that we eat actually becomes part of our bodies. You know, people, our grandmothers always said, you are what you eat, and now we can actually measure that scientifically and show that.
Well, that's what I love about, look, when I did the research, and by the way, Amare Global is coming in as a partner in Generations Magazine. We did a small presentation on our Generation TV show, but in this radio show we post on our website. But Dr. Talbert, so I've read about the gut and that's your second brain about 3 or 4 years ago, and then Lori McKeon here told me about recently about Amare Global. And can you explain in scientific terms and also layman terms, what do you mean by we have two brains?
Yeah, two brains is a concept that sounds very, very strange to people. You know, we all know about the brain that's in our head, but when we start talking about this second brain, it doesn't make a lot of sense to people because they've never heard of that before. But what the science tells us is that the reason that we feel a particular way, you know, if we have good mood or we're depressed, or we have good energy or we're fatigued, or we have good mental focus, or we have brain fog and we're confused, those are things that our brain and our head, you know, what we call our first brain, is feeling, but the actual signals are coming from the gut. And the gut is what we refer to as our second brain. So here at this microbiome conference that I'm attending, a lot of the researchers here will talk about how do these two brains communicate with each other. The fact that the gut makes more of our serotonin than our brain does. The fact that the gut makes more of our dopamine and most of our immune system lives in the gut. It really is a very important part of everything that we think of when we talk about mental wellness.
And so when you say like serotonin and dopamine, do we need to have more of that then? Is that what it's
doing? So if we don't have enough serotonin, that's the neurotransmitter that makes us happy. So if we don't have enough serotonin, we're very likely to be sad or depressed or not to get enjoyment out of life. And 90% of it is made in the gut. And so, you know, I'll look at,
90%,
I'll look at
that and say, is that correct?
90%, exactly. So if we want to be happier, we actually have to look at the second brain first before we even think about doing anything in the first brain, in the brain in our head. So, you know, it's almost like in some ways, the second brain is more important than the first brain, because that's where these neurotransmitters are originating in the first place. And if we can use diet to help the gut make more of these neurotransmitters, we're going to feel a lot better.
So drinking more beer doesn't help then, huh?
Unfortunately.
Well, that's interesting. Now, so with dopamine, what does dopamine do?
Dopamine is a neurotransmitter that's involved in our feeling of motivation. And so if somebody has lost, they've lost motivation, they've lost, you know, a sort of a drive to go out there and do things that maybe they used to like to do, that a lot of times is a suppression or a low level of dopamine. So if we can increase that, that's going to make people feel more motivated and more engaged and more energetic, and they're going to feel more like getting out there and doing something with it. And that's actually one of the things that I like to explain to people, is that, you know, a lot of times when we improve somebody's mood state, you know, we can measure, oh, your dopamine is up 20%, or your serotonin level is up 20%, and we can show them why they're feeling better. But it's not just that they're happier, and it's not just that they're more energetic, and it's not just that their brain is functioning better, so they have better mental acuity and they can think more clearly, but they have this motivation in their bodies where they actually want to get up and do something with it. It's really, really interesting to see, because then they go, yeah, all these things, my mood is better, my energy is better, my mental function is better, but I have this drive of motivation to go out there and do something. And that might be, you know, doing better at work. It might be volunteering at your church. It could be all sorts of things, but there's this really nice effect where people want to do something with that newfound feeling of wellness.
Well, that's very interesting. So I couldn't eat more fruit or eat more vegetables to get more dopamine or serotonin?
Yeah, that's a big piece of it. So, you know, we kind of try to look at the underlying root cause of a lot of these things. And we'll say, okay, you know, we know now the science tells us that these neurotransmitters are being made in the gut. Well, how are they being made in the gut? What is actually happening there? We know the bacteria are making a lot of these neurotransmitters. And so then we can ask ourselves, well, how do they do that? You know, do they need a certain, you know, kind of raw material in order to make these neurotransmitters? And the one thing that we really, really know is that one of the reasons that a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables, especially high in high fiber fruits and vegetables, the reason that that's good for you and healthy for you is because it helps the bacteria make more of these neurotransmitters. So, you know, I'll often say to somebody, if there's one thing that you do with your diet, it's eat more high fiber fruits and vegetables, because that's going to feed your bacteria and that's going to give them the fuel that they need to make more of these happy neurotransmitters. And then so we feel better as a result of that.
So if you're just tuned in, we're Generations Radio here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4, here on AM 690, The Answer. They call this station The Answer. And so we're bringing a lot of scientific things going forward. And so we are here with Dr. Sean Talbot from Amari Global and actually Lori Makia, local wellness partner here in Hawaii, which is really new to Hawaii. And that's how I found out about it. And, you know, I'm trying to stay healthy as much as possible at 58. I'm still very active. I have to. My son's only 14. So I'm always looking for ways to stay healthy, Dr. Talbot. And so when you just mentioned Boston, which I love Boston, great, thanks to the Red Sox, they won the World Series. Unfortunately,
that's right.
Unfortunately, they beat my son's favorite team, the Dodgers, so he wasn't very happy for a couple of days. But so what is microbiome? You mentioned it twice already.
Yeah, so the microbiome is the word that we use to refer to the bacteria in our gut. So we've known that there have been bacteria in our intestines, in our digestive tract, for literally hundreds of years. But it's only the last few years, and here I'm talking about maybe the last 10 years, that we've actually known what bacteria they are and how they work and what they produce and how they interact with each other. You know, so it's not just that we've just newly discovered these bacteria, but we've discovered how they work and what they do, and even more importantly, how we can modulate them in a healthy direction. So, you know, the bacteria in our gut actually outnumber the cells that we have in our human body by at least 100 to 1. So, you know, if you think about the human as this combination of human cells and bacterial cells, if you added it all up, we're only about 10% human. We're 90% bacteria. That's a lot of bacteria, and they're doing a whole heck of a lot for how we feel and what our health looks like in the future. And even we're just learning over the last couple of years that these bacteria not only produce these neurotransmitters that change how we feel, but they change how our immune system works. They change our level of inflammation in the body, and they even can help us with how our genes are expressed, meaning, you know, in sort of simplistic terms, the bacteria in our gut determine which genes in our bodies are activated versus inactivated. And so that's a really exciting area of science that we're just learning about now.
And why only now? I've heard about it. Yeah, the Chinese knew about some of these issues with the gut and brain health. But what triggered the big rush now?
Yeah, right now the big rush is because we're able to measure genetics. We have scientific techniques where we can measure DNA levels in literally a couple of hours. You know, it used to, when I first got into this field, it would take us days and weeks to analyze all the genetics of the microbiome because there's so many bacteria there. And now we can do it in an afternoon. So just the fact that we have these genetic measurement techniques, it gives us a whole bunch more information about how we can really get precise and therapeutic with the kinds of things that we're recommending. So to give you an example, you know, in our laboratory, we can look at the profile of your microbiome bacteria, and we can say, oh, well, you're high in these kind and you're low in these kind, and so it would be good for you to eat more beans or eat more asparagus or supplement with a particular kind of probiotic, or, you know, you need this kind of fiber and not that kind of fiber. So it's getting really exciting because I think someday people will go to their doctors and they'll get a measurement of their microbiome just like they get a measurement of their cholesterol levels.
Well, I think going forward, you're going to see a lot of this besides 3D printers and just the whole attitude and scientific research that's going to prolong our health, prolong our ages, and apply better medications. But one thing about what I found out about Amari Global is the fact that it's natural. And I think that's where a lot of products are going toward, isn't it?
Right. And you know, one of the things that I love about what we're doing at Amari is that it is all natural. And a lot of the ideas that we get for the natural ingredients that we use are coming from traditional medicine. You know, you just mentioned a few minutes ago that, you know, hey, you know, Chinese knew not even 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, that there was bacteria in our guts that were related to our health. And so now we can kind of look back at those traditional systems of traditional Chinese medicine and traditional Indian medicine and even traditional Hawaiian medicine and say, huh, what herbal therapies did they use back then, 1,000 years ago? And why are they continuing to use them now? What exactly are they doing? And some of them are actually protecting these good bacteria and displacing the bad bacteria. And now we can measure that with science. And we can say, oh, this is why it worked. This is why, you know, that medicine man from 1,000 years ago, this is why he continued using this particular herb or this particular natural ingredient. And now we can apply good science to it and explain why it worked. And yeah. So that's a really fun part of my job. I'll speak at conferences all the time, and I'll say, here's this traditional therapy that's been used for 1,000 years, and now here's some science. We finally understand how it works, and you know, I'll stand on stage and say, so as scientists, we can say that it works. And the traditional therapist will say, well, no kidding. That's why we've been using it for 1,000 years, because it worked.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, I'm hoping to the future where we don't have to take medications. And we take natural health products. And it's something that I don't like to take medication. I don't any now. And I don't want to do it down the road. result of side effects. But that's why I'm hoping that we're going to see more of your products out there optimizing your health. So what are some of the things, what are the key factors to optimize your gut? Because, you know, behind your belly button, you know, my friend explained to me, behind your belly button is all your major organs.
So what's it going to take to
optimize your health?
Yeah, so to optimize your gut health, it really is a lot of things happening simultaneously. And that's one of the things that we've really learned over the last couple of years, that it's not just one thing. And that's where I think some of the pharmaceutical approaches sometimes get it wrong, is that they'll have one chemical that will do one thing and do it very powerfully in the body. But very often, you know, the problems that we have in our modern world are not caused by one thing that's off. It's caused by many things that's off. And the gut is a great example of that. The gut might be out of balance in terms of the level of microbiome. You might not have enough good bacteria. That's one way it could be off. You might have too many of the bacteria that we consider to be bad bacteria. So that's another way it could be off. Those bad bacteria can make the gut inflamed. So it could be the inflammation that's off. That inflammation can lead to the gut being permeable. So things can basically leak out of the gut into the bloodstream. And that can be a problem. Your immune system could be off. Your neurotransmitters, like we talked about a few minutes ago, could be off. And all of that comes back to a problem in the gut. So one of the things I like to describe is that, you know, if you had a problem that was caused by a variety of different entities being out of balance, the solution isn't to just pick one of those and try to fix one. You want to fix all of them. And that really requires a multifactorial solution. So that, and that is exactly what diet is. You know, when we give somebody a change in diet, it's giving them more fiber and giving them more vitamins and more minerals and more phytonutrients. And, you know, if you can do all of that, it really solves the problem in a much more comprehensive way. And that's why a lot of these natural therapies aren't just, you know, as good as medication. They're actually better than medications, because it's like giving a lot of fixes all at once with one intervention.
That's a lot of information. And so I would recommend you guys listening today to go to their workshop in February. You know, we hear a lot just in the last actually a few years as well, probiotics and prebiotics. Let's start with which should we start with? Prebiotics? What do you want to do with probiotics?
Let's start with probiotics first, because I think that's something that people are maybe more aware of. You know, they're sort of more mainstream. So probiotics, that refers to the actual good bacteria. So, you know, there are probiotic bacteria, good bacteria, in a lot of fermented foods like yogurt or sauerkraut or kimchi or kombucha. You know, all these fermented foods have some probiotics in them. And, you know, we know that these bacteria are good because they can produce neurotransmitters. We know that they're good because they can help maintain the integrity of your gut. There's a whole lot of reasons that they're good. And so what we used to do is we used to recommend to people, you know, just go eat more yogurt. We know that people who eat more yogurt, they have less colds and flus. They get sick less often. They seem to be more robust and resilient. They live longer. These are all good things. But nowadays we can actually get very precise with it, and we can say, you know what? You know, all these probiotics are good, but some probiotics are good to help with your diarrhea. Some are good to help with your constipation. Some are good to help with your immune system. Some are good to help with your depression or your stress or your anxiety. So we're getting into the area where we can actually be very precise and very targeted and give recommendations for specific probiotics that deliver specific benefits. So if somebody's sad, for example, there's a particular probiotic that I can recommend that will elevate their mood. And if they're getting sick all the time, there's another probiotic I can recommend to help bump up their immune system so that they can ward off those flu viruses and things like that. So that's what probiotics are.
What exactly is in a probiotic, like capsule or pill that you take?
Yeah, so it's actual bacteria.
Oh.
You know, so in a probiotic capsule there might be 10 billion healthy bacteria. And so, you know, one of the things that is difficult for people to understand now at this point is, okay, great, but which one do I choose? Because of all the reasons that I just said, each of these probiotic strains do different things. And if you just go down to the store looking for any old probiotic, you're very likely to pick one that gives a benefit that isn't the benefit that you're looking for. It's very early days. And what we really try to do at Amari is say to people, look, here are the strains of bacteria that are helpful for mental wellness. Here are the strains that are helpful for general wellness. Here are the strains that are helpful for gut function. And by doing that, we can say to people, choose the probiotics based on the benefit you're trying to get versus coming at it the other way and, you know, looking at a probiotic and then thinking of the benefit that you're going to get. It really is, think of the benefit you want first and then find the probiotic that does that.
And everybody's selling probiotics now. I even saw that Costco and Sam's Club, I believe, their own product line.
Right, exactly. And like a lot of the sort of generic probiotics that are out there, you very often don't even know what strain you're getting. And it's you know, at a scientific conference like the one that I'm at, we can talk very specifically about this strain does X, this strain does Y, this strain does Z. But when you're a consumer and you go to the shelf and you look at it, sometimes those products don't even tell you what strain is there. So a strain would be, for example, let me just use this example. People have heard of Lactobacillus before, right? That is a genus. That doesn't tell you anything about the strain. Then you could go to Lactobacillus rhamnosus, is a very popular probiotic out there. That tells you the genus and the species. Then you have to go one more level down to the strain level to find out what is it actually going to do for you. So you could look at There's a very well-studied one called Lactobacillus rhamnosus GG. The GG refers to the strain. That one is fantastic for somebody who has traveler's diarrhea. You know, so you can give them that, and their diarrhea goes away in about 24 hours. It's a wonderful, wonderful effect. But there's another one, Lactobacillus rhamnosus 11. 11 refers to the specific strain. That one can help with stress levels. So, you know, imagine if you had a lot of stress and you went to the store looking for a Lactobacillus rhamnosus, but you accidentally chose the one that was GG, that one's going to help you with your diarrhea. But that isn't the problem that you have. You have the problem of stress, and you want the one that is 11. You know, so that tells you it's a little bit complicated unless you're buying from a company that has already done all that background work and can say, this one's for stress, this one's for mood, this one's for anxiety, et cetera, if that makes sense.
Yeah, but then, so who diagnoses you to tell you what probiotic to take?
Yeah, well, that's really where people need to ask themselves that question and say, what kind of benefits am I looking for? You know, am I looking for benefits for energy, or am I looking for benefits because my stomach is giving me problems? You know, those are completely different things. It's kind of like, you know, if we use the analogy of choosing a vitamin. You know, if you were going to choose vitamin C, that would do completely different things in your body than vitamin D would do, and that would do very different things than vitamin E would do. You know, so it's coming to the same level of specificity with probiotics now. But, you know, those probiotics are the actual bacteria, and they're living organisms, and they're going to have effects in the body.
Yeah, but it's something that's not going to happen overnight, right? That's something that I think people are going to realize.
Yeah, and it really depends on which of the effects that you're looking for. So, you know, an effect like a gut benefit, like diarrhea or constipation, that's something that we can get an effect in, you know, 24 to 4. Yeah, hopefully soon, exactly. You know, 12, 24, 48 hours. If we're looking at something like some of the strains that are involved in stress, we can get that effect sometimes the day you take it. Some of the strains that are involved in depression, for example, those might take more like 3 to 4 weeks before
right.
they're going to make you less depressed. So there's a definite time course depending on the effect that you're looking for.
Wow, great information. So, Dr. Talbert, we're going to take a short two and a half minute break here. Hang on the phone there. We're going to talk more about the Amari products, how it works for you, why it works for you. And then we're going to close up with really about your February presentation here, doing here in Hawaii. So stay tuned, everybody. We're here with Dr. Sean Talbert and Lori Makia from Amari Global. We'll be right back after a short message.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play. We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
Hi, I'm back again. This is Ed speaking on Medicare Hints.
A lot of people may not realize that they may qualify for extra financial assistance to help pay for their premiums and prescription drug costs, depending on their income and their total assets. These savings can be especially helpful for seniors who are on a fixed income.
Find out if you qualify. Call us.
Helping you work your way through the confusion. Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit VoidVacationsHawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Howard from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
5914777
We go play.
Complete 4 and 5 night packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
And welcome back to Generations Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And I wanted to shout out to our friends over in Molokai. I just did the Master Blaster Molokai canoe race. It was a lot of fun. If you've never done that, make sure you get an invite to do that. You got to do it once in your life. It's about 29 crews there, and it was a lot of fun, great times. The after party was fantastic, and the people of Molokai are so down to earth, and it was just a lot of fun, even though it was a race. But it was a lot of fun. So don't forget to check out our December-January issue coming out very soon, featuring Miss Carol Kai on the cover, the creator of the Bed Race, if you remember those back in the day, but also the Great Aloha Run that's coming up in February. as well. And we are going to be doing a senior fair at Windward Mall. That's January 18th, 19th, 9 to 2 o'clock at the Windward Mall there. We're going to have all our partners over there, and we're going to have presentations 9 to 2 o'clock. Kumo Radio will be there as well. We're trying to get a younger group to come in because we're finding more of the 40-year-olds are dealing with their health, dealing with their parents. So it's really important to get as much information as possible like we're doing today. So as I mentioned earlier, I've known about the two brains, your brain on your head and your brain in your gut. Behind the wall of your belly button is all your major organs, and it's really important to stay healthy. And so one of the key things that goes in my life besides my family is really to take care of myself and to lead this charge of staying healthy and providing resourceful information to the public on our print, radio, and TV and our website. We've really got to stay healthy. And so one of the things I've committed to myself, and going forward in 2019, we're really going to commit a lot of the more of the magazine to healthy living, healthy aging, and really to be proactive about life, not reactive. And so you're not going to see a lot of statistics of the past. We want to talk about the future. So we're here with Lori Makia and Dr. Sean Talbot from Amari Global. And they are Dr. Talbot, one of the first or the first category for mental wellness.
Right. That's exactly right. We're the first company that's focused exclusively on mental wellness. And, you know, we've been talking in the first part of the show so much about gut health. That this is, you know, the reason that we do that isn't because, you know, we particularly care about the gut, but the gut is where a lot of how we feel originates. And so if we want to improve mental wellness, meaning help people feel their best, help people have good mood, help people have good energy, help people have good motivation and good brain function, we have to start in the gut. So we'll talk about the gut. We'll talk about the microbiome. We'll talk about this idea called the gut-brain axis to help, you know, the two brains, the first brain and the second brain, talk to each other better for the whole result of we want people to be able to feel their best and perform their best so they can, you know, have the best life possible.
Yeah, before we ended the first half of the show, we talked about probiotics. Can you talk a little bit about, is it prebiotics? And what is, I mean, I just heard that about 2 years ago. Like, what is that?
Right. So even if probiotics are still sort of new, prebiotics are even more new. Probiotics, as we explained before, are the actual bacteria. Prebiotics are the fibers that the bacteria use as their food. And so this is one thing that is really, really interesting, is that these fibers that we get them in fruits and vegetables, we get them in, you know, they're very high in beans, they're very high in garlic and onions and asparagus and green leafy vegetables and things like that. Really, all fruits and vegetables have them. Some have different types, but these prebiotic fibers, humans can't digest. They do us absolutely no good. We don't get any nutrition from them. We don't get any vitamins from them. We don't get anything from them except health. And the reason we get health from them is because these fibers can be digested and can be used as energy sources by the bacteria in our gut. So the reason that these fibers are healthy for humans is because they're healthy for the bacteria. And by being healthy for the bacteria, then the bacteria start to make some of those neurotransmitters that make us happier, and they reduce inflammation so that our health is better. And, you know, so by feeding the probiotics, the right prebiotics, we're able to maintain our health as humans and feel our best.
And so do we need to take both of those or one of those? And how do we decide that?
Yeah, we need to take them both. And that really is the cutting edge of nutrition right now, is that if we can give you the right probiotics so that we can change your microbiome, and we can give you the right prebiotics to make sure that those probiotics get the fuel that they need, we're going to have a much, much better effect. At Amari, we're even pioneering a very, very new concept. It's called phytobiotics. That is, you know, the idea of let's give you the bacteria, the probiotics that we want to grow. Then we'll give you the food to feed those bacteria so they grow at an efficient rate. That's the prebiotics. Then we'll also give you phytobiotics. These are plant extracts that can protect the good bacteria once they start to grow. So it's very much like growing a garden. And you could think of you know, the garden you're trying to grow. The probiotics are the seed that you're trying to plant and grow. That's the bacteria. Then the prebiotics are the plant food or the fertilizer that you're trying to, you know, give the seed all the nutrients that it needs so it grows at a preferential rate. And then the phytobiotics are sort of like a combination of, you know, plant food and water and good soil. It really helps set up the environment so that those bacteria grow at the right rate. And if you do that all together in the right cocktail, you're going to have a beautiful garden. If you do that the right way in your gut, you're going to have a beautiful, resilient microbiome that's going to make you feel amazing.
Now, will that make me lose weight?
It can, because a lot of these signals that we get that our brain and our head interprets as hunger or cravings or, you know, the idea that, oh boy, a Big Mac would taste good right now. Like, those signals are actually signals from the bacteria. And if we can change the microbiome so that you have less of those, you know, Big Mac bacterias and more of the bacteria that thrives on fruits and vegetables, your whole cravings change. And so your whole appetite changes. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here on the phone and tell people that they're never going to crave, you know, a piece of cake ever again. And, you know, we're all humans and we all want that kind of stuff sometimes. But at least you're going to be able to manage them because you know, your whole cravings change. We're actually doing an online program right now as a pilot program to help people go through the holidays and reduce their stress, improve their cravings, reduce their stress eating, and maybe even help them lose weight, all by going back and looking at this idea of the microbiome and the gut health and the second brain as the first place to start.
Well, if you spend more time in Hawaii, you're going to find you got to go to a Hawaiian potluck. You know, and a different type. We have a variety of foods here is incredible. You know, I went to our family reunion. My dad laid out when our family, when they first came to Hawaii in early 1900s, and, you know, like 120 people at the family reunion. It was over at the zoo. If you ever want to do a party at the zoo, they're on a left side, ocean side, beautiful area to have a big table. We had about 120 people there, and almost everybody brought a dish. So they had about 100 different dishes there, and you can pick and choose any kind of cuisine. I don't think you would make the Christmas like that. I mean, the food here is fantastic. Just a variety of food here. But no, I get what you're saying. And that's something I want to do because I'm a little bit overweight, and I need to, and I'm still playing a lot of men's softball and besides canoe paddling, but golf. So I definitely need to lose a little bit of weight. But so what is this microbiome and a connection between the gut and the brain and how it can help the brain?
Yeah. So, you know, we've talked already a little bit about, you know, if we can manage the microbiome, if we can get that back into a nice, healthy balance with the right level of good bacteria, the right level of bad bacteria, we can help people feel better, right? So their brain is functioning better. You're having better serotonin, so you're happier. You're having better dopamine, so you're motivated. You're having better norepinephrine, so you can focus better. Those are all sort of functional effects. But there's also some really good research now emerging. And I just sat through a whole day of lectures here at this microbiome conference about microbiome and brain health. Meaning, if you have the right microbiome, we might be able to prevent some of these neurological conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and multiple sclerosis and even autism and some of the things like that we used to think were just these incurable kinds of conditions. But now what we realize is that these are brain conditions that might start in the second brain, which is the gut. And so if we can get the gut all balanced, reduce the inflammation in the gut, maintain microbiome balance, all the things we talked about before, not only do we feel better tomorrow and next week and next month, but maybe 10 years from now, we're preventing the development of any of these neurological conditions, including dementia. It's a really, really exciting area of science. And, you know, there's pharmaceutical companies are looking at this. There's entire biotech companies that have been built around this idea. And then I look at it as a nutritionist and say, I wonder if there are things we can do with diet. If we give people the right fibers, if we supplement them with the right probiotics and prebiotics, if we give them the right herbals, if we tell them to eat less processed food and more traditional whole foods that are less processed, Those are all things we know can help the gut and help the microbiome. Maybe they can also help the brain and keep our brains healthy for longer into our lives.
Well, yeah, because there's nothing that we found yet that can stop or slow down Alzheimer's and dementia. And in the state of Hawaii, we got, depending on who you talk to, it's about 28, 29,000 people that's been documented. Unfortunately, they say only half have been documented in the state of Hawaii. And about a year, I believe, is 2030, that number is going to double in the state of Hawaii. And because we're living longer. You know, when you get past the age of 85, it's like almost a 50% chance you're going to get Alzheimer's or dementia or really some related disease. 50% chance at 85. So that's pretty scary number. So I'm hoping the science and your research, Dr. Talbot, will really move this needle, because I remember going to a conference in 2010 or 11, and they actually videotaped this, and I have a DVD of that. It was a video about a presentation that said they need to solve this by 2020. That's not going to happen right now. In fact, I had a chief public policy officer from California for Alzheimer's Association, and she said, no, it's not going to be 2020, that's for sure. But
right, exactly. And so that's one of the reasons why, you know, somebody might be sitting there listening and saying, oh, well, my brain's fine. I don't have any of those dementia problems. You know, that's not going to happen to me. But you don't know. You know, it really is something there that, you know, the longer that we live, the more likely it is to happen. And you know, if you're not having those problems, it's a little bit abstract for somebody to say, oh, I'm going to make all these changes. I'm going to start taking these supplements. I'm going to change my diet. I'm going to do all these different things just with a maybe. And so that's one of the reasons that I like the fact that we can say to somebody, no, you know what? Make all these changes now because you'll feel better. Make some of these supplementation, additions to your diet so that your energy level is better. You're going to feel better. You're going to perform better today. And then if that's preventing your risk of a problem later on down the line, hallelujah. That's going to be a great side benefit for you to get just because you're doing this to feel better. You know, but that's the direction the science is telling us that this is all going.
Yeah, well, I read something that they said, I don't know if the correct word is biomarkers, but they found biomarkers that 20 years earlier that they knew they're going to get it. So
yes, exactly.
As far as 24 years, like I'm 58, so right now I might have some biomarkers that I'm going to get in my 80s. You really got to start early.
Really have to start early, and you have to start before there's a problem. And this is the thing that people really need to understand, is that it's not about waiting until the problem emerges and then trying to fix the problem. We want to make sure the problem doesn't occur in the first place. And the only way to do that is start early.
Yep, that's why I'm starting as early as I can. But yep. I live longer, that's all. But so what other health benefits are there for older people, seniors, with addressing their gut and in the brain?
Yeah, it really goes a lot beyond the gut. You know, a lot of times when I talk about this and I say, hey, we want to modulate your microbiome, we want to improve your gut health, people immediately think, oh, that'll be great. I'll have fewer stomach aches, and I'll have less gas, and I'll have less bloating, and I'll have fewer digestive issues, and I'll have less heartburn and things like that, right? You'll get all those gut benefits. But what they don't fully appreciate sometimes is that once that gut is better, now we're going to see these what we call systemic benefits. You know, now your level of pain might be lower. Now some of the things we've talked about already, your mood is better, your energy is better, your motivation is better, your ability to get around is better, your ability to remember and your processing speed of your brain is better, almost as if we made you have a younger brain. You know, we see that sort of thing in the trials that we do. And you know, sometimes people can't even really put their finger on how they're feeling better. They just know they're feeling better. And one of the very coolest things that I see is when people around them notice it. You know, they'll say to somebody who has gone through one of these interventions and they've changed their microbiome and they've improved their gut health and they've balanced their gut-brain axis and they're doing better, but that person might be going, I'm doing okay, but I think I was probably doing okay before. But then people around them are going, uh-uh, you're way better than you were before. You know, caregivers see it. Doctors see it. We have people all the time who go in for their annual checkup, And the doctor walks into the room and doesn't even say anything. They just look at them and they say, oh my gosh, what have you been doing? Like, that person just actually looks better in the way they carry themselves. There's like, there's something about when you feel good, everybody around you knows that you feel better than you did before. It's really, really cool to see.
Yeah, so we got to get them out of the house, listen to the radio show, come to our website, read their magazine. So Amari Global, in a nutshell, for a lot of our listeners, what is Amari Global? It's very new. If they Google it, they'll find some information, but it's very new. I think it started last year, and it came into Hawaii early this year. So our audience listening, what is Amari Global, and how can people benefit?
So we refer to ourselves as the mental wellness company. And we do that because we feel that mental wellness is the overarching umbrella for all of health. So any health condition that you can think of, it starts with mental wellness. And you know, Percy, you said something earlier about you're determined to maintain your health, to make your health better, because that's going to be good for you, but it's also going to be good for the people that you care about. It's going to be good for your son. It's going to be good for your extended family. It's going to be good for the people that you work with. If you're healthy, you're going to be better for all the things that you give to them. And we think the same exact thing. We say at Amari that people have to love themselves first before they can help others. And we really, really stand behind that. So we start off as making these mental wellness promises for people, is that if we can modulate your microbiome, get your gut health better, get your second brain to perform at its optimal level, we're going to improve your first brain, make you feel better, and then we're actually going to have these physical health changes in people. So we're seeing people with lower levels of pain. We're seeing people with better skin tone. We're seeing people with all these benefits that don't even sound like mental wellness, because they're thinking of, you know, mood and depression and anxiety, but they're all really, really linked to each other when we actually look at the underlying biochemistry.
Yeah, and so people need to wake up, smell the coffee, but I don't drink coffee too much anymore. You know, it's interesting when I did the reboot thing, I love coffee. We have some of the best coffee. I drink the best organic.
Yes, you do. You certainly do.
The best organic coffee from Kona. It's the largest coffee farm. It's called Rainforest, if you like coffee. But I've only drink one cup on Sundays. And it's amazing. I drink a large glass of water in the morning to wake me up. But it's been great so far, and I have a lot of energy, and I've got a lot of stuff going on here in Hawaii. So give us a rundown, Lori, about the information about the February workshop.
Okay, yes, thank you. So Dr. Sean is going to be traveling over to Honolulu in February, and we'll be having two free informational sessions. It's going to be on Saturday, February 9th. Two sessions, one in the morning at 9 o'clock and one in the afternoon at 2:30. It's going to be at the Ala Moana Hotel. And we encourage all of your listeners to call in or go to my website at lovingyourgut.com and register for either of the sessions. They are free. But it's going to be very, very informational. As you can see, Dr. Sean knows his stuff, and he's the reason I like him is because he's able to put all of this complicated information into layman's terms so people like myself can understand it. Thanks, Dr. Sean.
Yes, and so they can RSVP through your number?
Yes, so they can RSVP to me. They can either call me at 808-285-9620, or if they want more information, they can go to lovingyourgut.com. And either way, I'd be happy to help them. But I want to share more about everyone getting healthier, because as you mentioned, you know, we're all getting older, living longer. And so we all deserve to feel better.
We should expect to feel better, but you got to do something about it.
Exactly. Not just complain, but yeah.
You know, I hear people, oh, that's my dream. I said, well, you know, a plan without a, if a plan doesn't have any kind of a goal doesn't have a plan, it's only going to be a dream. It'll never happen. So it's one of the things that I love about what we do. And when I went to the workshop, a couple months ago.
It was just a couple months ago, yes.
It just really woke, kind of, I've been thinking about things. Why do I, some days I feel sluggish, some days I feel tired, and I try to eat healthy, but I haven't been able to lose weight, and so this is one way for me to look at it. But I would tell everybody, try it. to get the experience firsthand. Dr. Taub is very, very bright, obviously, but I think people need to have that conversation and really see and kind of make that connection between your gut and your brain, because it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It really does. So I appreciate you, Dr. Talbot. I look forward to seeing you in February.
All right. I'll look forward to seeing you as well. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Stay warm much. In Boston. Okay.
I'll try.
All right, doctor. Thank you very much. Laurie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Been a great experience. We'll see you on a TV show. And Global Amari, Amari Global and Dr. Talbot will be having an article in the magazine. So check that out as well. So... Thank you, everybody. And don't forget, generations808.com, and check out our Generations TV show just about every day of the week now on Oceanic Cable 16. As always, everybody, aloha and live well.